When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at the Country Gal Corral. The gate's open. Come on in and let's visit. Shelly Jacobs of Drexel, Missouri, is a thoughtful and intelligent woman. She's a farmer's wife, a mom, and grandma who has some great advice. Simply put, she thinks we all ought to be kind. I agree. So when I heard her challenge and her personal examples, I thought the kind thing to do would be to share it with you. Her challenge goes something like this. Be kind. Seems obvious enough. Similar to other basic rules like don't run with scissors, don't use a hairdryer in the bathtub, and remember to brush your teeth. So why then do we need traffic signs that say take turns? Or memes or wooden blocks from craft stores to remind us to do the fundamentals? Are we so wrapped up in ourselves that we can't see an opportunity to be kind to one another? Are we afraid of what we might have to sacrifice or lose in the process? Shelley poses a profound question when she asks, just what does being kind cost us? In fleshing out the possible answer, she lists examples worthy of an estimate. She says, I've seen kindness in a husband who helps change a tire for a mother and her child and who dumpster dives for an elderly woman who can't quite reach an item and then carries her field box to her apartment. I've seen kindness in a son who coaches t-ball and drops everything to help a diabetic neighbor. I've seen kindness in a daughter-in-law who touches the hearts of her parents as teachers' children, who in turn are excited for her visits. They trust in her gentle spirit and experience joy because of her confidence in and encouragement for them. I've seen kindness in a daughter whose customers wait specifically for her to be able to help them because she's patient and understanding with their situation or language barrier. I've seen kindness in a grandson whose friend from preschool missed several days due to sickness. And when the little boy returned, he gave him a hug and said, I'm sure glad you're back. I missed you, buddy. He's 5, and he's figured it out already. What does being kind cost us? As Shelley calculated the acts of her family, she thought of one of her own inclinations to extend a little kindness. She noticed the cashier of the craft store was carefully comparing her items to the sale flyer and typing in the item numbers. Shelley simply asked the clerk if her computer wasn't working since she was doing so much manually. Oh, said the cashier with a thick English accent, it's only my second day. I'm sorry I'm taking so long. Shelley assured her it was fine. She wasn't in any hurry and she thought the employee was doing a great job. The rookie cashier's relief was noticeable. Those few kind words removed her worries. Her face brightened and she smiled, reports the satisfied customer. Thank you, the clerk said as Shelley took note of her employee name tag. She plans to look for Joyce the next time she visits that store. And maybe she'll even wait in line a little longer just so Joyce can ring up her purchases. So, what does being kind cost us? This Drexel country girl sums up the totals. It costs my husband a little bit of his time. It costs my son a few extra trips to the ball fields. It costs my daughter-in-law a little extra planning so each visit is personalized for every family. It costs my daughter a phone call to a translator who spoke Swahili. It costs my grandson absolutely nothing. It cost me $31.57 at Hobby Lobby. Shelley didn't share these things to toot her own horn. That's not her style. She simply wanted to provide examples of how easy it is and how natural it should be to just be kind. You go, girl. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate close for today.